From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Washington sent a strong message as President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential elections. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and consulate in San Francisco are being expelled, and two properties run by the Russians are being closed. President Obama called his actions necessary and appropriate. Christopher Swift is former Treasury Department sanctions enforcement officer.
All of us here in Washington were expecting an incremental increase in the existing sanctions on Russia, which are designed to align with the British and EU sanctions. But we have on top of that this expulsion of 35 diplomats, the closure of two compounds run by the Russian Foreign Ministry here in the United States, and some very, very tough language. It's a rather remarkable development.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has reacted, saying he will not expel American diplomats. Rather, he will wait until President-elect Trump takes office before taking any action. A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding Friday across most of Syria. However, there are some clashes that underscore just how tenuous the peace is. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against the warplanes in northern Hama province Friday. It was unclear who started the clashes. Much still remains unclear about the nationwide ceasefire. Turkey's participation gives the ceasefire added significance, and say Western diplomats who have been sidelined by the deal in Ankara, they can do much to strangle rebel militias that break the ceasefire. This is VOA News. As 2016 draws to a close, many in China feel the government has missed a big opportunity to advance the rule of law, given its questionable handling of the controversial case of Li Yang, a 29-year-old environmental engineer who died in police custody early this year. In early December, hopes were high that some progress might be made when prosecutors submitted a request that five officers allegedly involved in Li Yang's death be brought to trial. The case has sparked debate about police brutality, but when it was rejected late last week, there was an outpouring of anger and disbelief online. Authorities moved quickly to censor most posts, but ever since Li Yang was picked up by police in early May, during what authorities say was a raid on a brothel masquerading as a foot massage parlor, and then a pronounced dead shortly afterwards, strict controls have done little to keep the public from discussing that case. At least six people were killed and seven others injured when militants attacked a town in Somalia, southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. The radical Islamist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for that attack. All 10 of the world's nations with the youngest populations are in Africa. That's according to a United Nations statistics, giving the continent a median age of just under 25 years, or roughly half the estimated median age of the United States, of 37.9 years. Yet by latest count, at least eight African leaders have served in office for two decades, with an average age of 72. The result is that millions of African youths have only known one leader. In many cases, that leader is one who was born before the advent of social media and the internet, and in the case of a 19-year-old or 92-year-old Robert Mugabe, before the invention of television, the electric razors and automatic bread slicers in the 1920s. New York City officials said security for Saturday's New Year's Eve celebration will feature so-called blocker trucks to close off vehicular access to Times Square, where more than 2 million people are expected to attend the festivities. 7,000 police officers will be there as well. James O'Neill is New York City Police Commissioner.
We're going to have one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest...
He also said that officers continue to assess any threats and have no direct concern about terrorism and in Times Square Saturday night. The leader of Boko Haram has appeared in a new video. Abubakar Shekau denies Nigerian government claims that his group has been chased out of its Sambisa Forest stronghold. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.